Hi, this is a dictation for patient Tanveer Nazir, TANVEER NAZIR. Date of birth is 5/22/75. Date of accident is 7/23/2023. Date of service is 1/7/2025. Patient is here for a follow-up visit. He is reporting various symptoms subsequent to an accident that happened on 7/23/2023, where he was T-boned on the driver's side. And he was a resident driver at the time of accident. This impact caused him severe pain in the neck, left shoulder, lower back, with shooting pain to the left arm and both legs, as well as pain in the left lower chest. In addition, patient started having headaches, which were quite severe, and with dizziness. Later on, he started reporting more symptoms of PBI that included blackouts, vision disturbances, ringing in the ear, loss of memory, smell problem, and lack of focus, lack of concentration, depression, anxiety, panic, trouble sleeping, dizziness, and vertigo, which have continued. He is now seeing a neurologist and a psychiatrist and a neuropsych people for helping with TBI issues. He is also seeing a social worker. Currently, he wants to go back to work a part-time to try. He has a moderate improvement in both the shoulders, where his pain level is around 7, and he can lift both the shoulders to 110 degrees of abduction and forward flexion, and the pain level is between 9 and 10, and the ADLs are affected 7. Oh, sorry, ADLs are affected 9. The patient reports 90% improvement in the pain. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system review. For additional issues, substance abuse, substance use, and compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure 133/72, pulse 67, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam remains the same from a previous visit dated 12/10/2024, dictation number 1210-035. Plan is to continue all the medication. Patient has been found to have a report from Dr. Holzman, neurology, reporting a right-sided mononeuropathy of the carpal tunnel kind for the median nerve, for which injections have been advised to the patient times 2. Regarding the shoulder, patient has been advised to continue having injections. He has not done very many, only 2 times he has done, and so the relief is not complete. Similarly, for epidural injection, he has done 2 injections in July and September, and he has not been continuously getting the injections. He has been advised to do that. He also has a facet joint involvement of the cervical and some disc problem, for which epidural injection and facet joint injection have been advised for him. He continues the physical therapy 2 times for right carpal tunnel, for neck and the lower back and shoulder and the right wrist. Traction massage has been advised. He is released to work as per his wish. And medications are ordered for him, which are Mobix 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Ultram 50 milligram PRN for pain, Xanax is provided 0.5 milligram PRN. Is being provided with Wellbutrin, 150 milligram PRN for mood issues, Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for neuropathy and pain, headaches, few research are provided for headaches, lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. The patient will be seen in 30 days time. He wants to return for his injection to the both shoulders to to the median nerve right hand as well as for the left knee, which is found to have a meniscus tear in the MRIs. Thank you.